Welcome everyone to the Proven Knowledge Podcast. I'm your host, Anthony Church. I'm a music producer from Northeast Ohio. I began this weekly interview series to give you different perspectives on how to approach a career in the field from different artists, producers, engineers, and other great minds who share their stories on not only what's made them succeed, but also what has shaped them into the people that they are today. I hope you gain some real proven knowledge from the show, and that it helps elevate you and your endeavors on your own journey towards success as well. Let's get into it. What's going on, everyone? Welcome to episode 181 here on the Proven Knowledge Podcast. This is the Creator Series, also the Innovator Series as well. We welcomed a musician's performance coach and a movement expert. Her name is Lisa Joy Glassman. I talked with Lisa today about her brand, Active Potential, what she does working one-on-one with different clients through coaching, where she works with, you know, singers and other musicians on their posture, their mental health, and their overall well-being, and helping them improve really just not their music career, but their day-to-day lives. I think it's super important, and really my hope for this episode is that some of you guys, especially if you are, you know, a singer or a rapper and you do a lot of live performances, maybe you can get in touch with Lisa Joy and start working together. You know, that would be super awesome to hear. If I could do that for someone else and have her on the show this week just to share her story. So I think this is something everyone, especially, you know, music makers, we can all take from. And I can definitely vouch for myself as someone who tends to neglect their physical health a little too often. You know, it is super important to your success, you know, not just in music, but in life. So, like I said, just hear her out on this episode, really listen to what she's saying. And, you know, if I can inspire any of you out there to start working with her or look into this stuff more, you know, I think that will be a big success and a big step in the right direction. So without further ado, let's get into this one. So welcome everyone to episode 181 here on the Proven Knowledge Podcast. This is the Creator Series, but also the Innovator Series. Today we have someone who covers a lot of bases. She's a podcaster, performance coach, movement expert, does a lot of great things. I'm happy she reached out. Please welcome Lisa Joy Glassman to the show. How are you doing today?
Thank you so much, Anthony. I'm doing really well.
Yeah, well, I'm happy to have you here. Like I said, thank you so much for, you know, getting in touch with me. And to start off every episode, we have the guest give some background as far as what do you do? You know, how did you get started in that? And like I said, you do some different things. So, you know, just give us the basis behind you and what you're all about.
Sure. Well, my name's Lisa Joy. I created Active Potential in 2008, originally as an in-home personal training company. And I have utilize my skills over time to help people make small shifts in daily activities in order to reach their active potential or their highest potential. I treat every one of my students and clients like an athlete, and I have a specialization working with musicians. I am a musician's performance coach and a dynamic movement expert. So I look at the way that people move and use their bodies, specifically how you sing and play instruments, how you perform, and all of the other things related to the job, especially for touring professionals, loading gear, driving, riding, touring the country. And I help you adjust your positioning and your actions in order to achieve your goals. Mm-hmm.
And it's great to have you here because we do have a lot of singers on this show and stage performers, people like that. And something I talk with them a lot about is the difficulties of having your body prepared to do live performances, things like that. So I definitely want to get into some of that here within this episode. But to start off, I got to ask, you know, where did the love for music come from? Because you're obviously, it's clear that you have a love for, you know, fitness and well-being and things like that. But you would obviously have to have a love for music as well to be working with musicians. So where do you think that came from for you?
Sure. I think I was probably just like born or in the womb listening to music. So it's just been part of my life always. But I played music growing up. I played the flute and sang in choir, picked up the guitar, and have, you know, dabbled in other instruments over time. But as a body worker and as an athlete myself, I've really decided to dedicate my body to like that support service and using my hands for that, as opposed to optimizing my own body towards performance. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and it's great to find a way to combine the two. You know what I mean? It seems like you found a way to do that and make that kind of your thing and everything. So I think that's super awesome. And give us the, because you said you started Active Potential in 2008. So, you know, what do you think was like the biggest challenge that you had while you were starting out trying to get the brand kind of off the ground? Was there ever any obstacles you faced early on as far as getting it going, finding clients, things like that? Or was it kind of just smooth sailing from the beginning?
You know, I always had like a strong work ethic. So when I started my business, I had another job. I was still doing newsletter editing, and I worked in a lot of gyms and taught a lot of different classes and that sort of thing as I also built my brand, working primarily one-on-one with clients and then with groups and with teams. So as far as like smooth sailing and challenges, I know you have a lot of business owners and business creators here. I was lucky enough to create like a word of mouth business at first, but then in the pandemic, I decided to move more into the online realm as opposed to being in contact with people directly physically. And so I've obviously had a lot of challenges. Well, maybe not obviously, but I have had a lot of challenges with that, with moving into the online sphere, really learning how to market in this realm and learning how to, you know, describe what I do and frame what I do and then put it into this medium of utilizing, you know, video and short form content in order to reach people and also to make it easy for people to utilize in their daily lives.
Yeah. And I think that's a shift that a lot of people had to get used to, especially people that they had done everything in person for so long before the pandemic. And then when things got shut down, especially when the lockdowns were happening, it's like people had no choice. They had to kind of shift to doing Zoom calls, doing online meetings, doing things through email, things like that. And that actually leads good into a question that I had for you about how you've been optimizing Facebook, social media to grow your brand. Because me and you met through the podcast collaborator group on Facebook. So I know you're over there, you're pushing your brand, things like that. What do you think has been some of the best ways you found for you personally to grow your brand and to get the word out?
That's a great question. I have definitely tried a lot of different things. And yes, this, you know, move onto the internet and pandemic was definitely a move that I've taken with a lot of other people. As far as like Facebook and social media, I think, you know, one of the things is that I am authentically myself all the time. Obviously, when we're creating work on social media and on the internet, it's always a snapshot. Even just like when we would walk into a meeting in person, right? It's some version or form of you. But I think the key is just being honest and real. I had a friend, a person who became a client, meet me after knowing me for 3 years on the internet, and we met in person. And the thing she said to me was, "You really are you as you appear to be." And that made me feel really great. So I think that when people are real and authentic and true to themselves and speak how they always speak, but, you know, utilizing the medium as best as you can, that for me is what I'm doing. And I think that can really shine through.
Mm-hmm. I think that goes for really anyone doing any type of business, especially is like, you gotta put out the energy you want to get back. You know what I mean? So if you're being genuine, you're being honest and transparent with people, you're going to get the same type of people back. And that's super great to hear. And that definitely leads into kind of the main part of this episode, which I'm curious myself to know more. I'm sure the listeners are as well, as far as, let's say, you know, you're a singer, you're looking to improve your onstage performance, things like that. And they come to you, right? What is kind of the process from beginning to end, just kind of in a nutshell, like what goes into all the work that you do with one-on-one coaching?
Yeah, so when I work with people one-on-one and they decide to join my coaching program, it's called the Presence in Action program. So what I always start with is like an initial inquiry meeting. I always do like a first meeting for free to see if it's going to be a good fit, to see where, you know, you're having trouble or struggles or pain. A lot of people do come to me when they have hit a point of physical pain or chronic pain or things that keep recurring, right? They have an issue, it kind of goes away, it kind of comes back, it kind of goes away. And so a lot of times we have mental and emotional components to our physical experiencing. And a lot of people have tried different things such as therapy or such as massage or chiropractic care, Alexander technique or yoga. But what happens is that those things all happen in isolation, whether it's medical or holistic. And so we take a look at your whole everything, your whole health history, your whole medical history, what your actual daily actions are. We look at your sleep, your nutrition, and your actual lifestyle. So, you know, I think a lot of times when people are motivated to change their lives, they think they're going to overhaul everything, but it's not realistic to the lifestyle, especially of a performer or of someone in the music industry where you're working often at night or on odd hours, and you have to negotiate this with the rest of life that maybe happens from 9 to 5 and the rest of a regular evening and weekends versus not. And so we take a look at that whole spectrum of what's real, what's really happening, and then we start to look at how you can address your life by being more present. And so I mostly work with the breath first as the first avenue towards this end, and then looking at physical posture and physical actions that you can take. And then we start to look at more global changes in habits. Mm-hmm. So for a singer, you know, it depends. If they're having a vocal issue, I might also be working together with a vocologist or with another medical professional that specializes in voice. But if they're having maybe performance anxiety or things that are very obviously mental, emotional, we can often work with the breath and start to work with some of those lifestyle issues and look at what's happening and what are the thoughts behind those actions or inactions, and then how to change those thoughts and change the actions. Mm-hmm.
Hey, hope you're enjoying the episode so far. I just wanted to take a quick minute out to let you know how you can become a monthly supporter of the show. So if you click on the show description in your podcast platform, you'll see the words support this podcast toward the bottom, and you can follow that link to sign up. You have the options of donating $1, $5, or $10 a month, and that'll be used towards making the show a better experience for you as the listener. That means new and exciting guests, giveaways, and a lot more that we can continue to provide for you. So feel free to click that link and check it out, or visit anchor.fm/provenknowledge/support to contribute today. And for now, let's get back into the episode.
Yeah, well, I definitely think that's super interesting, and I could tell it goes more than just like the surface level stuff. Like you said, you kind of got to peel back the layers. And I'm sure you've probably worked with a lot of different individuals too, where it's like some people might have similar issues, but then when you dig deeper, it's like they might have some different things you got to work with and kind of improve on and things like that. So that's got to be, it's got to be quite an interesting experience to be able to do it too. And definitely for anyone out there listening, you know, if you're looking to, you know, have those things be improved on, or you're just kind of more curious about it, definitely get in contact with Lisa Joy. And definitely, you know, see what you guys can do. And I like what you said about having an initial meeting with someone to see if it's a right fit. Because that's such a key element, especially like even what I do with music or even with this podcast, is like I like to have a real conversation with the person and then see, and then just be like, okay, this will be a good match. You know what I mean? Because I think it's like no matter what you're doing, you have to have that good chemistry to be able to work with the person one on one. And really, I assume for you, it's like you got to make sure they're going to be vulnerable with you to allow you to help them. You know what I mean? And kind of peel back those layers as well. So thanks for giving us insight on that, because I think it's super cool what you're doing. And I know for me, I'm not a stage performer, but just being a producer, my posture, terrible. Like I'll be walking around and be like hunched over. I'm like, I'm so used to being on this computer all day. So I can relate to that 100%. But
yeah, I think that having a meeting and having real conversations is important. And for me, I have a goal this year to help 1,000 musicians in 2024. And, you know, the amount of help can happen in an instant, right? We all have these experiences where we meet someone and there's one thing that they say or one thing that you notice or one thing that you realize, and it changes the course of where you're going. And so, you know, I'm really open to that. I'll have a conversation with anybody. I love listening. I love learning about other people. I love being able to connect. But then obviously it's not always right to work at a deep level for a longer period of time. And so I created a number of other things that people can utilize. So one thing is the Musicians Membership, which is a full spectrum of online videos and instructions that you can utilize to help you optimize performance. So it's really great for people who maybe want some guidance but aren't always in the position to dive deep, whether that's energetically, time-wise, financially, or interested. They feel good, but they just want some help, and they want to grab it from the internet easily. And so I have in there what's called a van companion, which is great for traveling, people who travel for work, whether you're using a car or in a van or a bus or a plane or a train, all things you can do while you travel. And then exercises and techniques that you can use right before and right after you perform. So whether you're performing an instrument or you're someone such as a producer or a studio engineer, right, still have to be on point in the moment. Right, everything always comes back to presence and being able to act in the present moment. When we, you know, you asked about my interest in music, but music for me helps me be more present. It helps demand that presence from me. It's part of why I feel like it fills my soul and it helps me personally heal. And it also requires that you be present to be really good at it, right? To perform at that elite level. And so, you know, when I have a conversation with someone, I can help direct them, you know, like, oh, okay, maybe you do need a medical professional, or maybe it's a good time to work with me. Maybe you want to join our group program where you get monthly guidance and, you know, content created for you, but you can just grab and go as needed on your own.
Yeah, I love that. And there, that means there's different levels to what you do as well, and different ways that people can get involved with what you do. So once again, guys, definitely get in touch with her and just see, you know, if there's anything right for you out there. So that's super great to hear. And I personally haven't had a chance to hear your podcast yet, because obviously you have a show as well. So if you want to touch on that a little bit and just what the podcast is about, and I assume that's another extension of the Active Potential brand as well and what you got going on. So just touch on that for a little bit.
Sure. Yeah. I actually, I don't have a podcast. Well, I decided to go the YouTube route. So I have a YouTube channel, and in that channel, I usually release most Fridays, a new video that people can access. So there's, an ever growing library of a lot of focus on breath work and on postural exercises that you can do, and a little bit on like mindset shift. So, if you're interested in that and you just kind of want to get to know me and get to hear how I work and how I speak about things and see what you can learn and glean from that, it's YouTube. It's just at Active Potential, you know, / at Active Potential on YouTube, and you can find me there as
awesome.
Well,
I'll definitely have to take a look at that, because I didn't know. I maybe I should go to Spotify, look, see if there's the podcast there or anything. But yeah, the YouTube thing's super great too, and that's another way that people can check out what you're doing. So congrats on that as well. That's super awesome. And we are down to the last few questions here. And these are ones I ask on every episode, more life-related stuff. And the first one is, if you could go back 10 years ago, maybe give yourself a piece of advice, or maybe not change anything at all, what do you think you would do?
That's such a great question, because I was like 10 years ago and I was like, okay, where was I? 2013. And I had just decided early in 2013 that I was going to create what I called my own master's program, which was that I was going to go get my yoga teacher training certification and do that process. And then I was going to get a NASM corrective exercise specialization. And then I was going to go to massage therapy school. And I did that. I actually went through and did all those things, and I wouldn't change anything about that. But I would maybe have said, the internet is here to stay. And I would have not been as shy away from the internet. Maybe I could have established what I wound up creating as a result of the pandemic. Maybe I could have had it in motion sooner. But I think that's it. It's just maybe to have not shied away so much from the digital sphere. I was very antagonistic against that. but I'm really pleased with like how I decided to design my education to be able to help people in the way that I do now. I feel really strongly in that.
Yeah.
Thanks for that question.
Yeah, no problem. And to flip it, and we say, what we do is we flip the question. We say, 10 years from now, where do you think you envision the brand, where you're going to be in life and all that?
Ooh, I love this because I work a lot with visioning as well with my students as much as with myself. Yeah, I think that in 10 years from now, we'll just have a wonderful collection of musicians, all part of our membership and part of our circle, that are, you know, the inspiration for health and wellness and for treating our bodies as the instruments that they are, and that our content would be just so ever growing and ever helpful and wonderfully organized, so that you know, anyone could step in any instrument at any age and find themselves there and easily be able to get the help that they need.
Yeah, just keep it growing, keep it elevating, for sure. Yeah, super awesome. So do you have any final words of wisdom today for the listeners?
Yeah, I think that my final words of wisdom would be to just stop, take a few breaths, and assess how you really feel in the moment that you're in right now. And let that be your guide towards your next step of action. Not what you think, what you should, what you could, but stop, breathe, and turn inward. Really pay attention and listen to what's true and move from there.
Mm-hmm. Definitely 100% important. And I got to say, Lisa Joy, once again, thank you so much for reaching out to me, for wanting to be on this show. I can say, as myself, as a musician, someone who neglects their physical health way too much, what you're doing is super important. And I hope that people that are listening and people that are my musician friends will get in touch with you and start working with you as well. And, you know, I'm excited to see your brand grow and what you're going to be doing moving forward. And once again, you know, thank you so much for coming on the show, sharing your story with us. So,
thank you so much, Anthony. I really appreciate being here. And friends of Anthony, let's chat.
Thanks, everyone, for listening today. That was episode 181. We'll be back this time next week. As always, hit the support button on your podcast streaming platform if you'd like to send any funds. And feel free to leave us that 5-star rating if you enjoyed today's episode. So we'll see you then. Thanks, everyone.